This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Air raid alerts sounded across Ukraine on Friday as President Volodymyr Zelensky hosted European Union leaders to discuss further sanctions on Russia and Ukraine's prospects of joining the European bloc. There was no immediate reports of fresh missile strikes following the air raid warning. Ukraine is using drones to monitor the Belarusian border, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Reconnaissance drones are flown several times a day from Ukrainian positions deep within the forest that stretches across the border with neighboring Belarus, scouring sky and land for signs of enemy movement. Alexander, known by his nom de guerre Dune, is head of the Ukrainian Army Intelligence Unit in the area. He says, "We use drones in order to constantly have information about what the enemy is doing." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China says it's looking into reports that a Chinese spy balloon has been spotted over U.S. airspace. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A senior U.S. official said President Biden had asked the military to present options and accepted the recommendation not to shoot the balloon down over concerns of hurting people on the ground. The balloon's presence caused a temporary shutdown of air traffic at a commercial airport in Billings, Montana on Wednesday. Defense officials say it has limited value to collect intelligence that couldn't already be gathered by other means like spy satellites. The incident comes just before Secretary of State Antony Blinken was expected to make his first trip to Beijing amid tensions with Washington. I'm Jennifer King.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pope Francis opens the second and final leg of his African pilgrimage by heading to South Sudan. There, he and the Archbishop of Canterbury are hoping to encourage the country's stalled peace process and draw international attention to the worsening humanitarian crisis. The overwhelmingly Christian country is the world's youngest nation, having gained independence from the majority Muslim Sudan in 2011, but it has been beset by civil war and conflict. Cameroon's military says separatists have killed and abducted villagers in the troubled southwest region. In retaliation after the military this week killed a rebel leader and three of his men, Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yaoundé.
This audio of improvised bombs shared on social media platforms. The separatists have been fighting since 2017 to carve out an English-speaking state from majority French-speaking Cameroon. The military confirms that fighters resumed the use of such bombs in several English-speaking towns and villages this week. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
South Korea's military said it conducted joint air drills with the U.S. involving stealth fighters on Friday to boost the ability to mount joint operations amid North Korea's nuclear and missile threats. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met his South Korean counterpart in Seoul earlier this week and vowed to expand military drills and deploy more quote-unquote strategic assets such as aircraft carriers and long-range bombers to counter North Korea's weapons development and prevent a war. North Korea said on Thursday drills by the United States and its allies have reached a, quote, extreme red line and threatened to turn the peninsula into a huge war arsenal and more critical war zone. The northeastern part of the U.S. is being hit with an extreme cold snap for part of this weekend. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says temperatures already have started dropping in parts of the Northeast.
The worst part of this upcoming cold snap is going to be the winds. That's going to produce some pretty low wind chill. Wind chill values on Saturday across the Northeast are going to be anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees below zero.
But Orovec says cold temperatures won't last the entire weekend.
Today into Saturday are going to be the worst days. And then by Sunday, the temperatures start to rebound across the entire area.
I'm Donna Warder.
Follow us online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.